start up again.
What's up, Square Pimp Brigade? This episode, we have Paul Verzey and Byron Bowers. We talk about being a man of your word. We cover a lot of technical stuff, like the proximity rule, being observant to a girl's indicators of interest, the three levels of manipulation, and you a sad bitch.
Mm.
You'll understand that when you listen to the episode. We had a lot of fun with this. I've been really trying to cover a lot more technical stuff.
I think we did. Yeah.
And want to shout out to the Black Phillip fans and the hopefully we can make them Beige Phillip fans as well. You know.
Yeah. And also, if you get a chance, if you're buying anything on Amazon, use our website. Go through our link, the Amazon link on the beigephillip.com website, and they give us a little bit of kickback. It doesn't cost you a penny more. It helps out. So that's something you can do to help the show.
Yeah.
You know, if you want. And then also the rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, rate and reviews. We're going to start reading a couple of them.
Yeah, they matter stuff. And they help out. And they also make us feel good because this was from PT919. Right, you guys are getting my 5 stars just for the phrase women have integrity amnesia. That one single phrase is getting me through my current situation now. So,
nice.
So, you know, we're helping people. And help us out. Give us some reviews.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show, man. We had a lot of fun with it. A lot of fun, actually. All right. Peace. Get into it.
The following program is rated P for pimp. Dante Nero is not a licensed therapist, counselor, or medical professional. He is, however, a former pimp, 7-time male exotic dancer of the year, a comedian, writer, actor, fighter, emotional philanthropist, and revolutionary who just happens to have some unique perspectives on male-female relationships and game. Be advised, this is the Beige Phillip Show.
We're dicks! We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks!
Mm.
And the Film Actors Guild are pussies. And Kim Jong-il is an asshole. Pussies don't like dicks, because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes. Assholes who just want to shit on everything. Pussies may think they can deal with assholes their way, but the only thing that can fuck an asshole is a dick with some balls. The problem with dicks is that sometimes they fuck too much. Or fuck when it isn't appropriate.
Yes, Gary, yes.
And it takes a pussy to show them that. But sometimes pussies get so full of shit that they become assholes themselves. Because pussies are only 1.5 inches away from assholes. I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world. But I do know that if you don't let us fuck this asshole... We are gonna have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit.
You know my name, Dick.
Oh, shit.
Well said.
Yeah. I love that clip. I'm feeling this. Can we crank that up a little bit? I need to feel the music. It's about to go down. Yeah. Beanie. I'm about to freestyle. If I knew 2 words that rhyme together. I only know 3 words that rhyme with bitch.
And 2 of them are bitch, though.
2 of them are bitch.
Well, one's bitch and one's bitch.
Bitch. GYBB, get your balls back. The Square Pimp Brigade is in the building. It's about to go down, y'all. I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling this shit right now. I feel the energy. It's crazy right now. It's crazy. The sexual revolution is about to be podcasted. God damn it. It's going out. Mara, you good?
I'm good.
Are you feeling this like I'm feeling it?
I'm feeling this.
If you had to say one word that how you feel right now, how would you say?
You know what? You're so much better at expressing these as you are better at everything.
Oh, that's true. I am better at everything because I have a penis. Just makes me better. Ask any vagina that I fuck. She'll say, he's better. You can't fuck me. I'll fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but they're talking assholes.
That's true. I am excited. I'm feeling this. We this show right here.
Do you have a feeling about this show?
This show in particular, I don't know what it is. If I had to sum it up in one word, this is a special show. Yeah.
Finally.
We got it's a party going on in here. Somebody get the bitches on the poles. Mara, no, Mara, stop. No, sit, get down, Mara.
Mara got her own pole?
I can still do it.
Yeah.
Mara carries a pole in her knapsack. It's like telescopic. Just put it up anyway.
It's a collapsible.
Yeah, we went to a funeral yesterday, and then she just pulls out a pole and starts swinging around.
I got confused.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Exactly. You good, baby? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Harry.
I don't know.
Not so good, pal?
Well, you know, I spent this whole weekend trying to keep the Gators down.
It is difficult.
I had a tough time doing it.
People say pimping ain't easy, and the people who say that, I would say yay. let me get into these guests, because I'm gonna let you, Omar, I want you to introduce one, because this is your main motherfucker.
Yeah.
But the first dude I want to introduce, Comedy Central, this dude just got back from Montreal. Is my dude. This is my dude. Like, we've been trying to get him on for a minute in Black People time. That's like 8 weeks. Or 10 minutes. Depends on whether or not you're waiting for a fish sandwich. Yeah, I've been waiting for this fish sandwich for 10 minutes or a minute. This dude's a good friend of mine. One of the nicest dudes. Just a good dude.
Thank you, man.
Good dude. Give it up for my boy Paul Verzey, y'all. Paul Verzey.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We have been talking about being on each other's podcasts, yes. And it's been a while. I'm happy to be. I'm actually amped up because I came in, I got my Diet Coke, and I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to do a podcast now.
And then all
of a sudden, you just popped in the beanie, and you guys just started going out, and I see the bottles of alcohol, and I'm like, all right, this is what it's going to be on a Monday?
Welcome to the Pimp Cup.
This is what it is on a Monday. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Pimp Cup.
I'm ready, man.
I ran out of music, goddamn. Let's go old school. Why not? Because I got a... Mara, I want you to introduce this one. This is your motherfucker.
Yeah. I fucks with this guy.
You fucks with him?
I fucks with this guy.
Speaking of, we were driving him, and Mara had to talk to her drug dealer friends in my neighborhood. I'm like, I don't know them. I know their bosses. Why do you know the runners? Mara knows the runners.
Hey, everybody needs booze. That's my bar, all right?
Mara, go ahead. Introduce your dog.
This guy, the last time he was here, he was filming for Adult Swim and Hannibal's show, right?
Yeah. Yes.
He's done a lot of stuff, Comedy Central, HBO, everything. Let's put our hands together for Mr. Byron Bauer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan.
I don't know if you know this, but this shit is right here. This pimping is worldwide. This is international pimping. I want to shout out to my Mongolian son.
Yes.
Oh, what's up, Mongolia?
I got dudes from Wales, Hawaii.
What's up? That's great, yeah.
Motherfuckers is going
Byron
down.
Byron Bay, Australia.
Byron just goes off on some country shit every once in a while. Just starts yelling out country shit.
Antarctica, nigga. My Antarctica niggas in here harpooning motherfuckers.
Whale bait.
Yo, shout out to the Inuits.
Yeah. Yo, send us some of that blubber. Send some of that blubber, that whale blubber to Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Don't be stingy with that seal meat.
That's that new shit. That's what they call pussy in Antarctica. Give me that seal meat, bitch.
Oh, that's seal meat. Mm. What it tastes like, dry seal meat.
Oh, welcome, B. It's good
Thank
to see you again.
Man.
Good to see you back.
Thank
Paul,
y'all for
good to have
me.
You back. We about to chop
Glad to
this
be here.
About to chop this shit up.
Man. Do
I'm feeling now let me just I want to just say something real quick. Shout out to Cult of Black Phillip. Start putting our videos up, all that shit. And I've been getting a lot of feedback. You know, a lot of dudes is kind of feeling kind of funny because of the Black Phillip show, Beige Phillip show, and they're a little uncomfortable because they're not ready to make the transfer to Beige Phillip. And I just want to say this to y'all. If y'all are listening out there, nobody's asking you to make a decision.
we have been doing this.
You can have it all.
Yes.
You can have Black Phillip, Patrice, and I did, and I get that, and I understand there's a nostalgia to it. And you can have Beige, too. You can have it both. Just like bitches, you can have your side bitch and your wife and your other bitch. You just got to know how to manage it. Right, Paul? What?
You're trying to get me in trouble right out of the gate.
Yeah. I just don't worry about it. You ain't got to answer. I said it. So I just wanted to say that. I mean, I just wanted to say this publicly. I love Patrice. He was a brother to me. I absolutely am not trying to replace him. I'm just trying to escalate the dialogue so that we can move forward and help as many people as I can. And if I can do that, then I'm happy. So I just wanted to say that.
Church.
I meant to do that last show, but that was my dog.
We evolve as people every moment.
And I miss him every day. Church. Every single day. There's not a day that I don't think about him. So rest in pimp. You know what I'm saying?
That oh, my absolutely, dog,
man. One of the most phenomenal individuals, phenomenal comics I've ever met, and more influential to me than anybody else. So.
And the only comedian whose album I've had sex to. The only comedian.
You fucked to
wow.
Yeah. Fucked the yes. Elephant in the room?
No, it was the last one that came out.
Which one? Mr. P?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
I did give a girl, I did finger a girl to Steve Martin's Comedy Isn't Pretty.
That
so,
works.
You know.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Pink cut.
Oh, you didn't know what you was getting into?
No, I mean, shit. Yeah, like fucking a comedy album. Shit.
Verse, here's the thing with Verse. Verse is married, two kids.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on here, because a lot of dudes come at me and they were like, listen, you know, I get the game. I get that you got to have game. You got to be credible. But there's nothing more credible than a father that takes care of his son and his family True. And makes those sacrifices.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, too, and I appreciate that, but a lot of people think when you're married with kids, you either lose game or never really had game. The thing about me is I had so much game. I'm not bullshit. I told my wife 4 years before we got together. She was in a relationship and I was in a relationship. We were in a bar. And I said, I'm marrying you. And she was like, what are you talking about? You're with somebody and I'm with somebody. And I said, I don't fucking care. I'm marrying you. And here I am now
yeah.
with her with two kids. So people look at it like, yeah, you're the family man. But, you know, I think sometimes family men get a bad rap for not having game. I got game.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy?
Well, maybe now. It's been 7 years. So, I mean, I'd be rusty. I'd be rusty right now. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be,
well,
you know.
Paul Verzi is like step. the Babe Ruth of bitches. He just points out to the to the right field. Bitch, I'm going to marry you.
He called the shot. He called the shot.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
And I got a lot of credit in the family with that because my mother-in-law heard that story and everybody heard the story. Like, did you really tell Stacy 4 years before? And I go, yeah. And you know, she looked at me like I was crazy, but, you know, I went for it.
No, she got wit. She got wit. She didn't look at you like she was crazy. You just undried her vagina.
Yeah, that undried it.
You undried it.
Well, that was like what's it called? Tony Montana in Scarface, right?
Oh, which part where he says you get the first, you get the power.
Was it Frank? Was it Frank Lopez was the head guy and Michelle Pfeiffer was, and he just looked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he just went out and danced with her and he was like, I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you. She was like, I would never. She's like, I would never.
Never
like, I would rather if we were the only two people on earth. And he was like, okay.
Okay, we'll
see. It's going down. Yeah, you don't know. She just wants you to make her a believer.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be credible enough to make her believe it. I know your little shorty had pneumonia, yeah. And you got here a little late. You was taking you and like you kept texting like. But even Verz is a funny dude. Like even in the context of his son having pneumonia, he was texting me, "Yo, dog, I don't know if I can make it. I got to, but I'm really gonna try." And still made it.
Yeah.
Took care of business and still made it.
I'm really big on like keeping your word and not having somebody be like, you know what, if he says it, he's gonna really try to do it. Or if I couldn't,
oh, integrity and reliability. That's those are two things that women love.
Okay,
yeah.
Reliability.
That's an incredible man.
Incredible.
Got that, ladies. Got that.
Yeah.
Got that on deck. You know what I mean? keep extra integrity in my wallet.
Here's what's crazy. You got to protect, and it's funny, we joke about that, but you have to protect your manhood at all costs.
Absolutely.
And if you tell a woman you're going to do something, you do it. Or don't say you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And be proactive about that.
And being upfront is really key. Like when one of the best things that happened to me in my relationship, and it helps me to this day, 7 years married with two kids, was when I first started doing comedy, me and her were in a diner dating. And we were getting serious, and I looked at her, and my wife's beautiful. My wife, great grades in college. She could have been with anybody, doctor, lawyer. I go, look, this is what I'm doing. And I said, and I could be either broke in my 30s or 40s, or I could be making money in my 30s or 40s, and this thing could explode. Who knows? But this is what I'm doing. And if you want to go with a doctor or a lawyer or some fucking dude with stability, then do it. But this is what I'm doing. And like, she talked to her mom about that, and like, to this day, that helps me because she knows I was serious.
Right.
I looked at her and I was like, if you don't want to be with me, you don't have to be. I'm doing this shit.
I get it.
You know?
Now here's what I want to talk about, how that refers to the whole Paige Phillip rules is putting yourself first. Important to put yourself first. And I'm not saying that men, real men, don't make sacrifices, because they do make sacrifices, but you have to put yourself first. Meaning, he was like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Which to a woman is attractive to her because he's showing her that he has the fortitude to move forward in a direction that he says he's going to move into. And he's not going to waver from that. Not even for you. You can't love a bitch more than she love herself.
Right.
And bitches, you don't love yourself. You don't love your legs. The dimples behind your back, your fat arms.
Yeah.
You don't love your stomach.
Talking about me?
But what ladies don't know is that when you bend over, dimples disappear. They do.
That's
Byron's been married.
Yeah, Byron, you was married.
Yeah, I was married for 2.5 years.
2.5 years,
and so. I let my lady know this is what I'm doing too. You know what I mean? And she rolled with me for a little while, and then she got the hell on. No, I don't have any kids.
She was like, I'm with you for like 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
If you can't make it in that time, I got to keep moving.
Because we both was moving forward, but she moved forward faster. Exactly.
Byron was writing jokes faster than a motherfucker.
I was writing jokes fast.
It's like, it's 24 months. God damn.
Dude, that's fucking funny. Oh, that's funny.
Byron was writing the punchlines before the setups. This bitch can really
It didn't bother me though. You know what I mean?
Why not? Why would you say it didn't bother you?
Because we went through counseling, and that's when I found out that it was like other stuff going on, like communication issues and resentment. Now my communication with women is horrible, you know. So
because you talking sound bites.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You don't real say he like when them dimples go away when you bent over.
That's what I was saying. But that means something bigger in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she just didn't understand.
It's what we call a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. Things you worry about is nothing. It's really saying the things you worry about are really not there when you look at it from another perspective.
Exactly. Byron got game like a motherfucker. He talks
I
so
just
much
don't know
shit.
How to use it yet. But that's one thing my ex told me. She was like, you have the ability to have a bunch of chicks. You just don't know how, and I'm not telling you how.
Stinking ass bitch.
And now that I need it,
right now
she's still holding on to it. Now we cool. We still cool.
But she still won't tell you.
But how funny would that be if, like, after you got divorced, you just called her and be like, hey, remember you said?
Yeah.
Maybe you said I could get bitches.
Yeah, bye, Byron. Goodbye, Byron. Byron says cool shit. Like, he'd be like, Byron be like, life is like potato salad. You'll be like, damn, this nigga talking some deep shit. He don't even know what the fuck he said. It just sounds good, right? It sounds good.
But what I'm saying is, this is how I am with ladies. Potato salad.
When you, sometimes you know when you put celery in it, to ruin it.
But sometimes onions. And what are you going to do then?
But I mean, that's another thing I should have known before.
My right or wrong, I got a mustache. This nigga's deep.
Either way you look at it, you still looking at it. Yeah.
He's like a black Confucius.
Dude, that is a fucking t-shirt if I ever. Either way you look at it, you're still looking at it.
I got some deep stuff. You know
that is pretty. That is really deep.
Dude, that's like.
Either way you look at it, you're still looking at it.
You know what big dick? You know what big dicks and little dicks have in common? That's what I told a chick. You know what big dicks and little dicks have in common?
What?
They both been in your vagina. It's a win-win for everybody.
It's like a Jesse Jackson thing, almost. Like he's trying to inspire people.
By the time you figure out a penis is small, it's too late.
There's another t-shirt.
You know what? Byron talks in t-shirts. He just talks in t-shirts.
Dude, you could just open one of those t-shirt shops on the beach and make a fucking
fuck this comedy shit. Just open up a t-shirt. A kiosk. You don't even need a rent. Just get a kiosk. Roll out with your new
at
shit.
At least give it 2 years.
Yeah, these 2.5.
I don't have 8 inches, but my ego does. And that's who does my fucking
taxes. Nice. And that's who does my taxes. Oh. This motherfucker's deep as shit.
Thank you.
Oh shit, Byron's eyes is fucking my. Here's what.
Talking t-shirts.
That's fucking hilarious. He talks in t-shirts.
Motherfucker talking bumper stickers.
Here's what's crazy. That kind of smooth shit. Women love that kind of smooth shit.
I'm learning, man.
Here's what I think your problem. You want me to tell you what I think your problem is?
What?
You don't know how to close. You a strong opener.
You goddamn right.
You don't know how to close.
I don't know how to take it to the crib.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Keeps going with the catchphrase, and they're like, by the 57th one, they're like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. You're right.
3 o'clock in the morning.
I can open the jelly jar, but I just can't lick the bottom.
I do not care. It's 3 a.m. Fuck me or leave.
Are you going to fuck me, Byron? Or you just going to keep talking
shit? Hey, I fucked up. That's how I am. Yeah, you're right.
But I still want to be in you. Yeah. Like, my pants is off. Could you fuck me, Byron? He's like, listen.
Hey.
A short hair, long hair is still on your head.
Time don't exist. You know what I mean? But you're right. I have that problem. I'm learning that. Oh, this is a problem. This is a problem.
That's hilarious.
This is a problem.
Sweep up because your feet are dirty.
I ran the light. I'm sorry.
That's the problem, Byron. You got to know that you won. You got to know when you won. Harry has that problem, too.
How do you know?
How do you know when you won?
It's after the fact when I be like, was she trying to say something?
No, and then you're like, I gotta fuck her in her mama.
Maybe.
you gotta stop thinking about so many phrases and kind of look at their reaction. While they're talking.
Yeah, you
well,
still
well, sometimes
some
I gaze up in the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
Get lost in what I'm
that's
saying.
A lot of what he does.
No, that's true, that's, man. You got to
even
Mar-
even Mara was like,
close.
Even Mara was like, you're not even aware. And I'm like, man, I'm just the sky.
He's 2 years ahead. That's the problem.
2 years ahead. That's
oh, like this is what happened on my way here.
Hit
I was on a train. I saw this chick on the way to the train. I got on the train. She got on the train, and like 3 minutes later, she was like, you know your tags are still on your hat? I was like, I just got the hat. She was like, do you want to take them off? I'm like, do you want the tags? I can clearly give you the tags. I'm going to take them off later. And then she just smiles like, oh, I don't want the tags. And I was like, well, all right.
Now you're still talking about the tags.
And you was like, well, all right.
But then, like,
and then he walked away.
Yeah, but 20 minutes later, I was like, hold on, I wonder was she trying to give me some pussy or not.
Yeah. Instead of going, well, I might want to return the hat. I don't know if I'm fully happy with it. I mean, that might be a thing.
Yeah, that's, I was exactly what you were saying.
That's like, Harry's version of Byron.
Yeah.
That's the white version of Byron. Yes.
But I had this, that's what I was thinking. Like, I ain't even researched this company yet. Somebody just gave me this.
Here's what you have to understand. And this is, let me get into a little technical stuff. Because I get a lot of emails about, they want me to be a little more technical. They want me to teach more. So I'm going to teach more. Here's
Here's what you need to understand. There's a rule called the proximity rule. Mm. Proximity rule says it. It basically is based on the fact that women are physically weaker than men for the most part, unless she's a big bitch and you 110 pounds, right? But even if she's a big bitch, you might have more muscle on you than her. So what happens is women have to constantly question whether or not if their safety is in jeopardy. Within their in jeopardy in their grasp, if they're safe. So when a woman find when if a woman is talking to you and you find this woman within your proximity, she likes you. Okay? Now I see you wincing because you don't believe it, but I'm going to tell you something. Let me give you an example.
You have to look down to see them also.
But if you're a creepy dude, if you're a creepy rapey dude and you look like you might rape a bitch,
yeah, she ain't going to ask you about your hat.
She's not going to ask you about your hat. Or your tags.
Right.
She's going to move from you as quickly as possible. Not only that, is if she feels as though you're interested in her and she's not interested in you, she will make sure that she's not in your proximity. Do you understand that?
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
What if you're creepy? Like, I'm a little creepy sometimes. So how do you...
You're not creepy.
Yeah, but she didn't look at you like that. She just looked at you like, oh, this guy seems
when you
nice.
Say, when you say creepy, how do you mean creepy? How are you creepy?
You are strategically creepy to be funny.
No, sometimes it's like just staring at you, and I'm like, you know, whatever. I wonder if she fucked dogs or whatever. You know what I mean?
Don't put that one on a t-shirt.
No, that ain't a t-shirt, but I'm saying.
No, do a sign.
Like, if a chick
say
a dog, I shouldn't waste my time.
Do a sign. I wonder if she fucked dogs.
No, but you mean like serial killer looking. You mean like a dude
like this. Like, if you look at a chick like this.
Well, here's... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're trying to be creepy.
Yeah,
no, I'm really just lost in her, like her neckline.
Yeah, but if you're lost in her neckline, that's sexy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you say if you're seriously creepy, like serial killer creepy, no, you have to understand what a woman, and Mara could contest this. There are situations where a woman is constantly thinking, they're not us. They're constantly thinking about their safety.
Right.
Where
it's
they
not,
go.
It's not even a conscious thing. It's an unconscious thing. And we just, and we react to what we're feeling inside.
Right. So if you feel as if the guy's a little bit creepy, you don't know. You'll see. You ever see that where a chick rears back and makes a face? You say the wrong, and she like, it's that. If she feels that, she's gonna make sure she's not in your presence.
I've seen that.
That you're not available to her. Very rarely you're gonna see her who's comfortable enough to feel creepy around you, and she's just gonna stay in your presence.
Well, if they look at you and they just have that go back. And uncomfortable. They won't even
language.
Entertain the thought of even kind of. It's not even. It's
be
over.
In your. They want to be. They don't want you. They don't want to be accessible to you.
Right.
So what I'm saying, Myron, is if a chick is making herself accessible to you, she's thinking about fucking you. Maybe not thinking about fucking you, but she's going. You might be a prospect. You might be a DNA. You might be somebody. She might be interested in your DNA.
No one talks on the train. She wanted to fuck.
And maybe she didn't want you to fuck, but maybe she was
like...
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's a little strong,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but she's going...
Right?
Well, you got to understand Mara's chart
broken.
Is a little different.
Yeah. She was like, she said hello to you. She want to suck your dick.
Like, gee, like, that was a little strong. She's like, she
the waitress?
Wanted to fuck.
The waitress did?
Yep.
I think she has to.
His mom? How you doing there, young friend? That old bitch want to suck your dick.
Put it in her butt.
It's like the worst blizzard ever, and she just goes, man, it's crazy out there, right? Get that number.
This is she got a home phone.
But I'm going to tell you, what I would tell you in my case is because I'm an intimidating dude, I'm an intimidating like presence.
Yeah.
If a chick is talking to me, she trying to holler. And she goes, oh my God, your earring. Like, Mara's been there. It was like, oh my God, your earring. just makes me like, oh God, here we go, yeah.
No, but you do have that, like, you do have a thing where if a woman didn't, like, you come in and it's like, oh shit. Because, you know, you're a big dude, you got the earring.
Right,
the
if she's going, oh my God, your earring, what's your, can I see your earring?
Oh, then it's a wrap.
That you're trying
it's
to
a wrap, yeah.
You're trying to get this work.
Yeah.
You're trying to get this work, bitch. I'm playing.
I always have to be the person in between that's like, pretend you're not there. Just slide away.
It don't really, it don't even matter. They don't even know you're
I'm
there.
Like, she's touching me too. It's weird.
So, but it's you, I know that about me because I'm an intimidating presence. And so if a chick is, if she's talking to me, if a chick, I pulled off this threesome with these two chicks from New Orleans, and I'm at a show, and the bitch goes,
there you go.
That's not the whole story. Yeah, he's got more. That'd be anybody else's whole story.
You know, they came off the step. I came off stage. I crushed because that's what I do. And they were like, oh my God, you're so funny. I was like, oh, thanks a lot. I mean, you guys, oh, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm just being cordial, whatever. And then I go, just so how long are you guys here for? Where are you from? And they're like, New Orleans and such and such and such. And I go, oh, cool. I mean, how long are you here for? Oh, we're leaving tomorrow. I was like, all right, well, you guys enjoy, man. Thanks so much for coming back. When you come back, come see us again. You can Facebook me, blah, blah, blah. And I go to walk away. And they were like, yeah, because when you said,
I just said goodbye is what I said.
I got a weird story. It wasn't a threesome, but these two chicks that I know from Instagram invited me back to their crib. They lived together.
And you didn't fuck
and
them.
I couldn't tell which one was interested.
Both.
Yeah, they're both.
Do you understand if they...
And I ended up spending the night over their house.
And then do nothing.
No, because I couldn't figure out.
I gifted him.
Whoa, don't say you gifted me because I don't remember nothing wrapped in presents. Nothing.
Yeah, because you don't notice the presents. This girl had the nicest ass. She did have a really nice ass.
Man, you want to put your face in it.
Yeah.
That ain't really hard for me.
I was like, do you want to go to the show? Byron's going to be performing. And she's like, yeah, I'd love to. And as soon as she did the hair, I was like, oh, all right, we're going to put this together. He comes home. I was like, what are you doing
you
coming home
me.
With me?
Yeah, right. She got,
you
he
idiot?
Got in the cab with you.
No, she didn't say that like
she
later.
She didn't want to fuck.
She said that like 2 hours later. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. When did this happen?
Yeah, because you were supposed to know, Byron.
When did this happen?
You're supposed to know, Byron.
You don't even need Myra here. You could just hit a button that says, she wanted to fuck. Like when she's absent, just get the button.
When he I was said, mad at her because she didn't tell me early
be
enough.
Mad at you.
But then I was mad at me later. But then it's still like.
I wrapped it up. I brought her to the show. I was like, there you go. I even bought
Mara's
everybody
me.
Drinks.
When I say hello to Miss Margo, oh, God. I'm like, getting fucked.
My dad was like that, but I thought he was crazy.
Here's what's crazy. Do you understand the story you just said? Yo, there was these two girls from Instagram that invited me.
Really?
They showed up at the show.
Why do you think two girls, you think they were trying to figure out?
First off, this is my life.
Yeah, I get it. We trying to fix that, though.
No, I'm telling you, like, I'm so used to this. I'm so used to women doing these things that I'm not realizing. Like, even when I was in a relationship, I was faithful. I was faithful for, like, I married my first girlfriend, so.
This was after the 2.5 years?
Yeah, this is after 2.5 years.
Okay, can we move forward from this?
But I'm saying, this is what I'm telling you. I'm used to women.
She left you.
It's
over.
I'm saying, I'm used to women hugging me a certain way. They always been that way. Even my babysitter sucked my dick when I was a kid.
Well, then so I'm that used should to, tell you something.
But to me, this is normal. I didn't know that it meant like we want to sleep with you. To me, this is just how women treat me.
See, most guys have the opposite problem where, oh, that girl said hello to me. Clearly, she wants to fuck.
And it's like, no.
That's
no.
Your parole officer.
She was like, hello and running.
Yeah.
She said hello, running.
So, yeah.
That was in a courtroom. I don't know if she wants to fuck.
You know how God said women hug you a certain way? I'm like, that's how women hug me. I didn't know that meant that they wanted to.
Hey, yes.
Listen, everything except no is a yes.
But now that I practice trying to practice these.
And even a no is sometimes
a maybe. Do you think that? Do you really believe what you just said?
Oh, absolutely.
In that.
Everything other.
It's the same concept as the proximity. You understand what I'm saying? If I don't want you.
Right.
I have to maintain my safety. So
right.
I need to, like, everything else is a yes.
So what about this? And I want to get into this, because I'm curious.
Sure,
and I say this because Dante dropped some shit the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, man. That's when I was like, this guy's for real. And I knew. I mean, I've seen, it's crazy, but.
thanks, Paul. Yeah.
I just know what you see. What Paul's trying to do is Paul is trying to keep it vague.
Yes, exactly.
For the
I appreciate
benefit
that, Paul.
Of,
I respect and love you, like your brother.
So, but you said something the other day where somebody was like, "Yeah, you know," and you know, she's.
Oh, he had. Oh, Yeah, he had a chick that was real cool. And he said, my girl's real cool. She's real easy. And I was like, nah, nigga, you hard.
Yeah, you said, no, you're difficult. She's not easy. You're difficult. And that was like the first time. And that's a dude saying that about another dude. Right. So right away, the stock goes up with somebody who talks about this.
Right.
But so I'm just curious.
Wait, you said the stock goes up. I don't understand what you meant by
that. The stock goes up with your opinion now. Because you're not just going and hating on the woman.
Or you're not
just going saying, oh, this is the woman's problem. You actually said, no, dude, you're making it really hard for her and difficult for her.
Well, I don't mean it that way.
Right.
I mean it, this is the way you should be. This is why she cherishes you and loves you, and it's because you're putting yourself first. You're putting your needs and your likes and dislikes first. And the importance of that, the reason why, and let me explain why women find that attractive, that you put yourself first. Because a woman wants you to give her that safety. She wants you to believe that you're going to give her safety. And by that, by you being decisive about your own happiness, means not it does it, in the context of the fact that she might not get something or she might get, it has nothing to do with it. What she's saying is, here's a dude who's decisive about what he needs, what he wants, and what his happiness is, and he's moving forward in that. Now, if you're wishy-washy about your happiness, how could you be decisive and about anything else?
Right.
When the most important thing in your life should be your happiness. Now, do I say we don't sacrifice women? Actually, we just went through the whole thing of you just spent the whole day in the hospital with
nothing
your son.
Nothing but sacrifice.
Love you. Yeah. It's nothing but sacrifice.
Right, right.
So, but the decisiveness of protecting your manhood, protecting your integrity is what's the most important thing.
Okay, so when you say, so let's just say, because what you were talking about before is anything other than that. Anything other than
hell no, motherfucker, get the fuck away from me.
Is a yes.
And even that sometime.
Okay, so what happens if a woman isn't, if like my wife, for example, when I told her in the bar that I was going to marry her and she looked at me like I'm crazy, she wasn't afraid of me, so there was still a chance. But what happens if in the bar she was just like kind of uncomfortable that I said that?
But was she?
No.
Right,
but what I'm saying is though, like,
if she said no, then there would be no opportunity. But she,
and even then, it could be an opportunity.
Even if she's, if she was uncomfortable, that's not no.
So you're saying that as long as a woman is safe around you and feels physically safe,
then you can change.
You could change the no. You can. That's what you believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, listen, Paul. Aren't there people you
excited?
I got so many female friends. It's like, this is crazy.
This is up in a hole.
Friends?
I got about 10 of them.
Oh my god!
Byron's gonna be on the phone.
Byron's
gonna be on the phone
bed.
Tonight.
Doesn't ever try to.
You know what? You know what I noticed. You know what I noticed. You know what I noticed. The women that I like care about. Whatever
they don't like you.
That don't work out. It didn't work out. Oh, we just cool. But the ones I don't give a fuck about. I got two chicks I clearly don't really give a fuck about. I've been sleeping with them for like
90 years.
A long ass time.
But you don't give a, you don't care.
But that's because when it comes to them, you put your happiness first. You don't give a fuck about them.
That's what I'm learning.
Yeah,
it's also so that's, like,
I don't know if you were here 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
But that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. but I'm saying, I've learned it, so I concur with what you said.
Oh, okay.
It's also supply and demand in human nature. Is you want things that you can't get because that has a value to it.
Sure. Like anything that doesn't have value,
what
you don't
you
give
say,
a fuck
though?
About.
Oh, I was saying before, like, haven't you met a chick or some, or even just people that like you didn't either like them at first or they grew on you? You know, like that can happen. Situations can change where, you know, you
I don't
can
really
reset
know if
it.
I like this person, and all of a
or
sudden,
even if you don't like
one
them,
day they're just like, you know what? Maybe I misjudged that, or
right.
maybe I
should.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's that happens.
Yeah. So that dude, you can reset as long as you haven't done something so.
One
creepy,
of one of my main
reset.
Dudes right now, Sean McClain. You know Sean McClain, right? Mm-hmm. I tell the story all the time.
I know Sean.
Like back in the days, I hated Sean. Sean hated me. Right. Here's why. Sean's an alpha dude, big, tall, alpha dude.
Yeah.
Sean won
Sexy.
Easy.
I'm sorry, what?
he won the Golden Gloves 2 years in a row, right? But I didn't like him. When I saw him, I was like, he was the alpha dog, big dog in the yard. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Because there's two alphas now.
So I walked in, I was like,
Two lions.
He was like, yo, I was like, fuck this motherfucker. Big, tall, lanky motherfucker. I'll crack this motherfucker's joke. Whatever. I don't even think I spoke to him. And he was like, fuck this big motherfucker. Well, and we didn't like each other for years. Like, I used to see this, when I see this nigga's joke, he would go on stage, I'd be like, this motherfucker. Now I go rip, and he'd be looking at him like, snarling. And we did this for years. And I got older, I heard he was boxing. When I heard he was boxing, I'm like, fuck that motherfucker boxing. Fucking rip his throat out, right? I was really, I don't give a fuck. Then he won the gloves. And then he won the gloves again. And it wasn't a matter of fear because he won the gloves. But I was like, the sheer dedication it takes to train and win the gloves. I was like, I have misread this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I thought this motherfucker was a fucking hokey motherfucker, but this motherfucker trained and won the gloves 2 years in a row. How can I be disrespectful to a dude who has that kind of tenacity and that kind of dedication? I go, clearly, my earlier assumptions were wrong.
Right.
So he came in fucking club because he wasn't doing comedy. He does a lot of acting. And he started doing comedy again. Came in stand-up New York. I seen him. I said, Sean, what's up, baby? How you doing? It's good. And he gave me the side eye, right?
Yeah,
gave me the ill side.
Like, wait a minute, you don't like me.
I was like, yo, you want a drink? You want a drink, right? And he was like, yeah, all right, right? And I got him a drink. Your man is your man. You want a drink? I got him a drink, right? I was like, you want to come in the studio? I just gave the nigga love. I just kept giving him love, just pouring love. And he just was like, yo, this motherfucker. And he said, yo, I went home and I was like, with him and his man, he was like, yo, you'll never believe how much I hated that motherfucker before. I'm like, and he was still skeptical. And he came through again. I gave him love. And he was like, yo. And I was like, and then he just opened up. He just was like, yo, this motherfucker's being cool. We, you know, we're older. Yeah. We're talking about 10 years later. We're older. And I was like, yo, we never even talked about it. And it just was, we just became friends.
Yeah.
It was like, and then I was like, you need to ride home. And we talked on the car. And then and then after a while we got cool. I was like, man, when you hated my guts, nigga. And he was like, word, I was giving you the side eye. Yo, you bugging. I told my man, this nigga's a dickhead. And we laughed about it, but it was my maturity, but it was just me recognizing that this dude had discipline and things that I admire. And myself, I think I just saw
a little of you
in him.
In him.
And the fact that he hated my guts was the same reason why I hated his guts. And I was like, I'm older and more mature, and I needed to change that for myself.
Yeah.
And stop the black on black crime.
Yeah, well,
it really was a mirror.
It was beige on beige because he liked them too. So it was beige.
It was
on
a
beige.
Mirror you was holding against yourself. He was that mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got a Sean McClain story.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. One time, they were doing a comedy contest at Madison Square Garden, an urban circuit, which I kind of came up in.
Yeah.
And J. Anthony Brown was hosting. You know, okay. You know, watch out now. You know, right?
Watch out now.
He was hosting it, and what they did was you had to put your name in a bucket, so you didn't know if you were going up.
Right.
So he had this silver bucket on stage. You put your name in, and all the comics waited on the side, and it was a competition for $1,000 cash that night. And I'm one of two white guys in the whole place. It's just a, you know, black room, black comics, and like seventh or something. He was just like Paul Verzey. So I go up there and I ripped, and then like two people later, and I was like, man, they're only doing 10. And I think like it got to like 9. So J. Anthony Brown goes, man, who do you think got this? And like they were kind of like saying it, and one dude was like, yo, the white boy got this. And I was so psyched. I was like, I'm at least going to get an opportunity to be like one of the last three.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Sean McClain comes in late, like walked in, and he's like, yo, man, I'm funny. Can you just put me up? And he was like asking for stage time. And J. Anthony Brown's like, all right, man, this one dude just got in here. One last guy said he's funny. He went on stage. He crushed. He won $1,000. I wasn't even funny. It was just like, and every time I see him, I was like, motherfucker, that was $1,000. But he did. He came in. He's like, yo, I'm funny. He just told the guy, I'm funny. Put me up. He went in. He went on last after everybody, and he won $1,000.
Hungry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, look at Mara.
Sorry, have a moment.
Just smiling and shit. God damn. But here's something, another reason why, Paul, I wanted you to come here. Because one of the things is you're a married dude, you know, like ultra married. You're an ultra married dude.
Seven
joints.
November,
Now, here's when you said, my game is rusty. You're right. But here's what I want to say to that. Dudes think because they're married that that all of a sudden that the, like this is my partner. Beige Philip rule number one, we are at war. You think you're in a relationship, you not. Your bitch is trying to destroy you. Subconsciously, yeah. Your bitch is trying to destroy you. Now let me explain. Let me explain.
I like
that.
It when you say it the other way.
What?
We are at war.
Get your troops together. Now here's what I mean. I'm not saying your wife doesn't love you. Right. I'm not saying she doesn't love you. I'm not saying that she doesn't want you to succeed, but there is something visceral about relationships, male-female relationships, that you have to acknowledge. We are species. We are still animals. And underneath the cognitive social contract, marriage, monogamy, family, whatever that is, intimacy, underneath that, we're still animals. And there's a visceral drive that exists. And what happens is because we've become so cognitive, we tend to not recognize that there is a visceral drive that as a species, we have survived over 200,000 years. And there's a reason why we survived over 200,000 years is because women have let the right penises in their vagina and let them splash off. That's the scientific term.
So romantic. And
I think Neil deGrasse Tyson said the exact same thing.
That's where I got it from. It might be his quote. Bitches and let dudes splash, the right dude splash off. Because here's what you have to understand. In the animal kingdom, if the females don't mate with the proper males, the species becomes weak and then they become extinct. Now, we're not talking about in the course of, you know, like for instance, Mara dating the wrong dude, getting married like she's looking like
twice.
She's,
you've been married?
Married 17
twice.
Days
twice.
17. I've been engaged 5 times.
We're talking about
what?
That's the beauty of being a woman. They just five rings. She's had 5 rings.
She's,
you know,
like,
what you have to do to
like
get, you have to be Joe Montana to get 5 rings. Mara has 5 rings.
Mara is the MJ of marriage.
how long were your marriages?
2.5 years and 17 days.
17 days? What?
No, if you combine them, though, it's at least, you know, it's two and a half years.
Yeah. And 17 days.
Yeah. But, like, was it 17 days just like a Vegas trip? Like, or did, like,
what? No, it was a full thing. It was a.
But
really
that, what happened when that machine starts moving, though?
Mara likes wedding cake.
She likes cake.
No, I the first wedding was in Vegas, but the second one. Once you send out the save the dates, everybody's involved, and
it's
then you're so invested. Yeah, the machine
takes
over. The
machine is moving, and you can't get off that train. Yeah.
See, that's when a woman wants out.
So you wanted out
through.
Before? You knew before.
I just couldn't
step on the bus. That's that's when I ride on the bus. I ride on the back of the bus on the bumper. Because you never know when I might have to jump off before the station.
Well, the shotgun wedding usually is for the guy. That's why the shotgun is there. Not for the woman.
So you're saying that the right woman, and the a man and woman could be right for each other, but there's something, there's a combative.
There's a visceral drive that we have as a species that keeps us alive. Why we have survived for 200,000 years. And this is what I have a problem. This is how I have a problem with at least the feminist, the classical feminist ideology. And I don't mean, I say that because Mara explains, you know, that the feminism is about making your own choices as opposed to what the classic term of what feminism is, which is horseshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if I'm explaining that. Like,
I don't think it's a.
You explain it, because and then I can move on with the point.
Right. Well, feminism, I think people are just twisting it to however they see fit. Like, there's that new BuzzFeed thing with, like, oh my God, he said, come over and suck my. He said that he wants to put his face in between my boobs. Fuck, I'd take that as a compliment all day long, and I'm a feminist. I just want. It's about us being able to choose what we want to do with our own bodies. And with
I've
our
actually
own
read
lives.
A feminist paper where she said that sex is
all heterosexual.
All sex is rape.
Who said that?
There was a feminist that said.
Well, that's the thing. I think there's a difference. Yeah. I think there's a difference between a normal feminist strong woman and just a trouble wanting cunt.
But there's
yeah, yeah, no.
you know.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
That's really.
Please put that in the sound bite.
Say that again. Say that again.
I think there's a significant difference between, you know, a real feminist, strong woman and just a problem seeking cunt.
Let's get that.
That's a t-shirt.
That's a movement.
The show. Yo, how much?
That's a movement right there.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's what I think it is. It is feminism has become about emasculating men. That's what it has become.
Yeah. A great example of that, by the way, if you guys ever saw this, it's amazing. Have you ever gone to YouTube and typed in Joe Rogan versus feminist?
Yes, I did see that shit.
And she came out, and that's an example of somebody
but what
she started out, if you watch it, it's a great clip, and I saw Joe out in L.A., and I go, dude, man, what you did with her, you're my hero for that. But she just comes out, and she goes, yeah, you know, she tried to act like, yeah, good show. Like, she tried that. And then she goes, yeah, the way you talk about women, I kind of do that about men in seminars. And then she was just, like, starting to ask him questions, and then she goes, yeah, don't look down when I ask you a question. And, like, she went like that, and, like, she was really upset with how he spoke about women.
Right. And instead of saying that up front, instead of stating up front what her problem was, she passive aggressively baited him in, and he was like, "Don't tell me how to look."
And then,
where to look.
And then he goes, "You know what? I know what you're trying to do, and it's fucking pathetic." And he just destroyed her. Yeah. But yeah, she didn't come out like a real and say,
says,
"Hey,
I'm
man, that was
slap you, Joe." And he goes, "Don't touch me."
Yeah,
and he actually had to push her away because she was trying to slap him in the mouth. And
yeah,
shit.
Because what happens with any sort of confrontation is when you start to back down, it shows guilt. Like, it shows, sure. And what she's used to is you going, oh, you hate women, and like, oh, no, that's not what I meant, I never said that, but when you stand by your stance.
Yeah, it changes.
It changes.
And you go, what about my act? I was talking, I was at Levity Live one time, and I was talking a lot about, you know, stuff with my wife, and, you know, killing my wife, and certain things, and I kind of was going at, and I was kind of going at women, and afterwards, her husband was like, I really like, and she's like, you know, I really liked you, the wife, she goes, I really liked you. I just thought you could have maybe gone at men a little more the way that you went at women. And I almost appreciated that because I was like, you know what? That's your opinion. I appreciate that. In your thing, you know, maybe you wanted to see it, but she still was like, nice job. What this woman did is she passive aggressively just came out and she had an agenda.
And then she set it up and then she tried to. Well,
a lot of it, too, is social media driven. As well. People just want attention. It's a really weird.
Yeah, it's.
We are in a weird culture where we need constant attention.
Sure. Everybody also wants to raise their sort of profile by going, hey, I'm one of the good ones here. I'm going to jump on top
that,
of
but it. Here's what's really the greatest thing about the internet is that everybody gets a voice. And the worst thing about the internet is that everybody gets a voice.
Right, right.
It's
100%.
Like you just because you have an opinion doesn't make your opinion valid. Who
it's because you're
the
speaking.
Fuck are
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Because you're speaking doesn't mean you're saying something.
Zach, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think this is? So what's interesting about that kind of idea of feminism only exists for the last 60 years. But what our instinctual drives exist for it's in our DNA.
Yeah,
200,000 years of us surviving.
Or 5,000. Or 5,000.
Well, depending on if you're Christian. To negate 200,000 years of evolution is absurd.
That's true.
For a concept, a social contract or social concept that you invented. You know, in the context of that. Yeah. So what's crazy about that is that there's this, when I say rule number one is we are at war, what it means is that your woman is trying to destroy you, but in a subconscious way, what she's trying to
in
do.
In a loving way.
In a loving way. What she's trying to do is make sure, and I put it like this, here's a t-shirt for you. Women give you shit to make sure you are the shit.
That's deep, and I can definitely, you know, see that.
She wants to make sure that you are the guy that will keep her safe, that will keep her family, keep your family safe, that you're strong. Now, if you are not strong enough to put your woman in her place when she's out of place,
it's over.
Then who the fuck are you to, how are you going to take care of her?
No, yeah. and I think
that's what I dealt through. That's what I dealt with in my situation. You know,
in what way?
Because me being raised by women, women was always
that's
in charge.
Always a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. And her, raised by a father, a guy should make the decisions.
Yeah.
So there was no leader in the relationship. And I had to find that out, you know what I mean?
Well,
amongst other things. And
Harry, you were going
to
say
no,
something.
No, I was just going to say, just to add on to what essentially, what a woman is doing is trying to test the foundation. But yeah. unfortunately, she's trying to test it by blowing it up with dynamite.
Are you that motherfucker?
Yeah.
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 So I tell dudes all the time, you have to be strong enough to protect your manhood from this woman. You have to protect your woman's womanhood from this woman.
And she'll appreciate.
And you have to protect the relationship from your woman, because she will scorch the earth trying to make sure that you're man enough to be the dude that she's with.
I agree 100%, and I've never told this story. All the podcasts I've done, I never told this story, but I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and I said something to my wife, and I think a real cool woman appreciates it, but me and my wife, I'm one guy, like, that's the thing. People know me as, like, a nice dude. Oh, man, you're nice, you're down. And I am. I feel like I'm a nice guy, but I have that Sicilian Greek spite in me where if you hurt me, like, I'm the type of person where, like, I will be the most loyal, best dude to you. But, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you hurt me at a 3, I want to crush your fucking soul at a 27.
Mm.
And I want you to remember that you hurt me, and now I came back both barrels blazing. And I, maybe that's something bad because I got that spite in me. But I remember one time my wife did something, or she said something, and I said something to her, kind of like what I said in the diner, but a little different. And I go, I just want you to know, you think I'm going to be one of these pussies that you're going to walk around on a fucking leash and tell what to do. You're with the wrong fucking dude. And I go, look, it's never going to fucking happen with me. I'm not that guy. And she told me, my wife is so cool. She told me, like, 2 weeks later, she goes, I actually appreciated that and respected that when you said that. And it's like, of course you do. Because a woman, if a woman fucking walks all over you and likes it that you let that happen, it's fucking over.
And she's not. Eventually she's gonna become disenchanted with you, and she's gonna lose respect for you. Every time you let her get away with some shit that she knows that she shouldn't have gotten away with, she loses attraction for you. What's crazy is I had an old friend of mine, chick that I actually used to date, and she called. She's married now, and she's going through some shit now where the dude that she's fucking with he's a bitch. Like he's a bitch.
That's
like
the worst, man.
But he's not a bitch in the context of him just. But he uses bitch ways to manipulate her.
Passive aggressive.
So you getting dressed in this for your new boyfriend, blah 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 blah. I see you texting your boyfriend. All kinds of, what you don't understand is
showing insecurity.
I say this all the time, and I hope people start to remember this. Three levels of manipulation. First is always anger. Yo, motherfucker, you gonna do when that doesn't work, then it's yo, how could you do that? Guilt trip,
yeah.
Then after guilt, it's sympathy. All I've done for you, and hey, you're just gonna leave me here. Now, when you don't
Paul's
respond,
having flashbacks.
No, I'm just saying that's fucking real, man.
That's true.
And when you don't respond to the sympathy, then they get angry because you didn't respond to how pathetic they were, and then the cycle starts again.
Right.
Then it goes guilt. It goes anger, guilt, sympathy. Anger, guilt, sympathy. Until you stop this fucking crazy train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to stop. You got to be the dude who stops that.
She keeps playing 3 songs until you pull out the mic plug so she can't keep going.
Right.
That's basically it.
My homeboy, he been married 13 years, and he said that tussle or that game that you used to get her, It don't stop. 13 years later, he's like, once you stop thinking you're going to be comfortable as a guy,
you are not.
He's like, then she can lose respect for you. So you got to constantly be
your
like.
Your game is. And that's why when you were saying you rusty, I was like, you can't
not really,
be rusty. You
can't
be rusty. You got to. And the reason why there's a certain amount of game that you're maintaining is why you have a good marriage. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
You can't stop training once you become the world champ.
But I you're right, because that somebody's waiting to take
it
you out.
Sounds like Paul has game, like, built in, like alpha male.
Yeah, well, he's
but when I said rust, I meant like if my wife just said, you know what, like if my wife just left tomorrow, let's just say, and I was alone again, and I went into a club, like
to,
a couple, like once I got my
right.
shit together,
right,
and
right.
I go into the club for the first time, and I don't know if I would be obviously as sharp as when I was in college.
Sure, you're not
and your mind,
right?
Because when you're in college and you go out, your mind is like,
listen, it's comedy. You gotta get on stage, baby.
Yeah, you gotta get
and
up.
If you're not
you
getting
gotta
up,
get up,
you ain't funny.
Yeah.
That's why I get up all the time. Even if I'm in a relationship, I'm getting up. I'm always sharpening my tools.
Yeah.
I'm hollering at a bitch if I have no intention on fucking her. She could look like Byron with a weave I'm hollering at the bitch.
Don't disrespect my grandmother like that.
First off. First off.
I think that's what meant. I think what you said is like when Byron just said his boy of 13 years of marriage is still the same guy. I think that's why we die first. We die first.
Sure, because men die first. It's relentless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's relentless.
We die first
because you're working. You are working.
Eventually, well, our soul taps out.
Alan King always said that women live longer, but that's because they're not married to women.
Right. But yeah, that's great.
Here's the way I say it is this: is like, okay, Paul, I don't know how long we've known each other. Probably about 10 years. Yeah, about 10 years, 11 years, something like that. Now, when I decided you were my friend,
yeah,
we were friends.
Yeah, we were friends.
Now, anytime I see you, we are friendship.
Yeah.
It starts up. Ah!
Yeah, it's all love.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, how you doing?
Scooby-doo-woo. Right? Now, I don't ever... You cannot not be my friend. Like, you got to do some foul shit to not be my friend.
Right.
And even then, I'm going to call you up and go, Paul,
what's wrong? Right.
What happened? Why?
What happened? We were friends. Why would this happen?
Why would you... And then if you go, oh, man, I was fucked up in the game. I just twisted. Well, look, it'll never happen again. I apologize. I was wrong. We friends again.
Done, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. If with a chick, you ain't, that's not your friend.
Right.
That's your chick.
Right.
You got to keep her interested. You got to work. You slip. Every time she thinks she got you twisted, you got. Now, here's what I would say. When you said, I told her, listen, if you think I'm going to be one of these motherfuckers, I'm gonna... see, now here's where the mistake in that, which is good that you make that declaration, but I don't make no declarations. I live those declarations.
Right, right. I see what
you're saying. I go pick a chick up, and she's late. I leave.
Right.
Where you at? I just came downstairs. I said, listen, I got shit popping. I told you I was going to be there. We could try this again next week. But the train pulled out of the station, bitch. Get on the train.
Yeah.
You know what time the train is pulling in. You got a schedule. Check your schedule, bitch. Check the board. It's pulling out the station. And she's like, but I'm dressed and I'm doing that. I had a chick that I dealt with years. The first date.
Yeah.
I waited 15 minutes and I left. She's like, I can't understand you. I was like,
and she didn't tell you. I'm running late or nothing like that. Like, would you have been patient to go, I'm sorry if she texted you or something?
She'd got another 5 minutes.
Right.
Another five.
Yeah,
but after five, I'm out.
But wait, let's go back to what if she was like, I'm stuck at work.
I'm not unreasonable.
Okay.
I'm not unreasonable. We're not saying to be unreasonable. What I'm saying is, bitch, you don't be abusive. You are mistaking me for some niggas that's gonna put up with you.
But here, so what you're saying in that situation is you think she's coming late on purpose to fuck with you?
No, I think that she doesn't respect my time
enough
and
to
I
be
have,
there,
and I have to teach her.
She certainly didn't take it into consideration.
Right,
if she didn't contact.
Because here's what I'm saying. If I had said to her, listen, meet me at the house. I got $1 million for you. Would she be there?
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? If it was Brad Pitt and he says, listen, I'm coming to your house at 5:00, at 5:01, I'm leaving, she'd have been there at 1:45.
Yeah. Right.
Dressed and ready.
I just don't know what I would say to my wife. Like, if I'm like, I'm going in the kitchen, like, what would I do? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
that is an amazing question because.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right?
Because I've had to. But let me just say this. What happened in that situation? I left and she was like, well, where you at? I said, I'm on the bridge. I'm going to do what I got to do. Well, where you at? I'll meet you. Well, here's where I'm going to be at. I'll be there from this time to this to get it popping. So she got dressed. She had to change her clothes because now she got to take train.
Right.
She got traveling clothes.
She got traveling clothes because she had to fly. I picked up clothes.
Boots and shit.
Right? So it was winter time. It was like 10 degrees out. She came out. She came in. I was actually at the Boston Comedy Club. Came in the Boston Comedy Club. She was like, hi. I was like, hey, what's going on? She was like, I don't have, she had an attitude. I said, do you have an attitude? Is something wrong? Because if something's wrong, you can go home. She was like, this nigga here is unrelentless.
And she wasn't even black, she said. This nigga here.
She especially said this nigga here.
Yeah.
and so right out the gate, she was no beige Philip number rule out of number three. always be ready to take the L. She know, look, bitch, we got nothing. You owe me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to make your life better.
And then that goes back to the supply and demand, because you don't give a shit. It becomes more desirable.
Yeah. It's so...
Because, like, oh, this has value to it. Because everybody wants it. I don't want what everyone's giving away. That means nothing to me, but I want what I can't have.
And so in the context that I've established what my value is, she understands what I think my value is. And if she doesn't think that my value is, don't matter, because I'm already gone anyway.
Yeah, right.
So clearly I wasn't worried about what the fuck she thought or what she didn't think. Bitch, I'll never see you again. You can go with them corny motherfuckers that's going to wait for you however long it takes for you to stick on your fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna come with this dude, you're gonna treat him like shit, and then you're gonna feel like he's unworthy in the end. Yeah. Anyway, you're gonna chew him up and spit him out.
Yeah.
And you're gonna leave bodies in the wake. But the real nigga is in New Manhattan. You better come get him.
Yeah.
You better go get him.
And that's how we met.
Now
I noticed the difference between below fives and above fives, too.
There is no difference.
It is a difference.
No, the difference is that you think there's a difference. You think there's a difference. There's no difference. What's crazy is how you think that the women are different. Every woman thinks she's different. But you got to understand, we're still the same species. When you study lizards, you don't go, well, lizards, only five lizards, certain level, prettier lizards.
Skinnier lizards.
It's the behavior is the same.
I think it depends on the dude, though.
No, then that's Bayes Philip rule number five. Well, Bayes Philip rule number five is a woman is a reflection of the dude she's fucking.
Okay.
So you act bitch, she gonna treat you like a bitch.
That's true.
Act like pussy, you will get fucked.
That's true.
That's how it is.
I handle that. Okay. I take that.
So that's the difference.
What I meant is, if you text a chick below five, she'll answer fast. And the other ones, the options, they just got more options.
But there's fives that think they're tens.
That's true, but I kind of get what he's saying, though.
Yeah.
Like, there are women who, listen, when every guy in the fucking bar is hitting on you,
right,
you're quick to say no. And if you're not having guys, you're not as apt to say no.
Yeah, but dudes hit on fives like they're tens.
I don't know, man.
Are you spitting the same exact game on a five?
No, he's not.
It ain't.
Probably some
corny
shit.
No, it ain't that.
No, you're not.
It's response time.
No,
it's response time.
You're not spitting the same game. I know you're not, because you wouldn't have made the statement as if it's a difference between a 5 and a 10.
You know what?
Use one t-shirt on one and use another t-shirt on
one feel
you
is...
You got poly blend on one, bitch, and cotton on the other.
One feel that it's a privilege to be around you, and the other one is just like, you're just a regular
Let me
person.
Ask you something. Yeah. You're crazy. You're out of your fucking mind. Let me tell you something.
Maybe a little bit.
In any situation, you go out, you take a chick out, who pay the bill?
They do.
Byron, the chick pays the bill all the time.
Majority of the time.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Who's the interesting person in between the two of you?
Me.
Who's the funny one?
Me.
Who is the person who's performing and doing things and traveling?
Me.
And you. Okay. So, do you understand why you're the motherfucker? She's not the... Whether or not she's a five or a ten, you still the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're the ten. You understand what I'm saying?
I know I'm the 10. I feel like they don't know it yet. But they will eventually know. The ones who don't respond, they eventually know. But yeah.
And so that's what you were... Now, I want to just address
this. Go ahead.
We got to get to some listener mail. We got so many people. But what you were saying, as being married, like, what are you going to do? I'm going to go to the kitchen? No, you're not going to go to the kitchen. But here's and this was a conundrum. Somebody hit me with that question. But this shit works when you're single, but what happens when you're married? Now, here's what I racked my brain. It took me 2 weeks to figure this out. Harry will tell you, I was thinking about it for 2 weeks and just racking my brain. I'm like, damn, that's a good ass question.
He was in the library with the pipe, reading and studying.
My leather black masterpiece theater chair in my
just den. Thinking with a bottle, with a glass of cognac, just pondering,
smoking a pipe,
looking at the Bayes Philip Bible.
I had an ascot on and a velvet jacket, satin lapels. Here's what it is. When you're married, you do more for your chick than you ever would do if you were her girlfriend. You know why? Because you're in the house with her.
Right.
Everything you do for her. You understand what I'm saying? There's more. So the takeaway that you would do with a chick in your house is way more extensive, because you do more. You do more for your wife as a married man who lives with her, or a guy who lives with her, than you would ever do as your girlfriend. because you spend more time with her, and because just as being a man in your home, you take care of your chick.
Yeah.
Now, if the things that you did, you stopped doing all of a sudden, and you just didn't say anything, you just stopped doing them, and she says, well, you know, because here's the base, we covered a lot of rules today. Anything you do for a woman more than three times is no longer an obligation.
It's no longer a favor.
It's an obligation. So you wash the dishes three times. Now you're supposed to wash the dishes. And you're supposed to do it without a thank you. If you do the laundry, you're supposed to do the laundry.
Yet.
You're supposed to do the laundry now.
Yet.
Now, I've given gifts to chicks where they were like, listen, you didn't have to do that. You right, bitch. I didn't have to do it. So long as you know, you can have it. But understand, I don't got to do shit.
Yo, you know what's hilarious is how many dudes aren't intelligent enough to get what you're saying throughout the country that have fucked up because of you? Like a guy just with
you're
no game.
You're saying people
was like,
misunderstanding the rules?
Yeah, like some guy
that's
just listening
here.
To Beige Phillip, and then they're
Harry's
like, hey, you know what? Fuck this. And like they go, and they're like, you fucking need me, bitch. You need me. And then they're just over.
And she goes, get the fuck out. But you gotta believe it.
Bitch, I'm interested out here in these streets.
You need me. You need me. I'm first.
You ain't never been to Toledo, Ohio before.
You ain't never been to Venezuela, New York.
Wow. That's some deep stuff,
Shanghai,
man.
Idaho.
Oh, I'm gonna take this with me. Now I'm gonna do shit twice and stop.
Paris, Wyoming.
Yeah, you got to be Byron two times. I'm going to get the papers, and that's it. Don't keep going.
So here's the thing, but don't, you can't announce it.
No, like, it's true.
You understand?
He's telling the truth.
Morrow said this all the time. The dude goes, oh, you don't know who I am. I got a Corvette. You know what a chick is going to say if that's your game?
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at what I got. I'm better than you because look what you don't do that. You roll up with the vet.
Yeah.
And you get
and you
out
go,
and
this
say,
whole thing.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
bitch,
there've been dudes that have been like, oh, you know that movie? I was in that movie, and that's a turnoff.
Nah.
Because it's like you let somebody else tell you.
Right.
When he goes to the bathroom, hey, you know that dude? You know he was in that movie, and then you go out to the car, and then you see the vet.
Or I just walk in and they be like, ain't you the dude from? Yeah, that's me, man.
And then you act like, yeah.
That's right, bitch. That was me.
Chicks respond differently to your automobile. I noticed that. Because some chicks be like, oh,
Byron,
this is
you
cool.
Are fucked up.
Yeah.
Your head is fucked up. You got the game twisted. Fuck your automobile. I was fucking chicks on a vinyl car seat in a basement with the steam coming out of the fucking boiler. Baddest bitch in this neighborhood. And you know why? Because I believed I was the baddest motherfucker that she you bitch, you are, you, I didn't say it.
I'm telling you, I don't mention cars or no shit like that, but when they see shit you have,
sure.
Or the place, they'd be like, oh, they got everybody respond differently to the type of person you are.
Listen, if you...
you can still accomplish
listen,
that without having all that shit
you ain't gotta,
is the
listen,
point.
You could have a hot ride.
I know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Then what the fuck is you saying, Byron?
I'm always trying to agree with you, man, on...
But you
not
but you,
speaking
but
of
you,
what you have.
Right. But you have to, you can't be too, you can't twist it about, it's not about that. There's
no, it's not about
here's
that.
The, here's what I say this 1,000 times and say it 1,000 more. There's motherfuckers on death row who are pulling chicks over the over written letters.
Shout out to Charles Manson.
Yeah, he got
with a pencil.
Yeah. It ain't even spell right.
They not even spell right. And she's going, I know he killed babies, but you don't know the Brad that
there.
I seen. It's just I know a different dude that he's not a baby killer to me.
Look at this poem he sent me.
In blood.
Have you seen these pictures of clowns that he made? And they're amazing. He's an artist. There's more to him.
So if the definition definition of a dude with no future is a dude on death row.
Yeah.
But if he can get some pussy, you can get some pussy with your 83 Toyota Corolla.
That is true.
And guess what? An 83 Toyota Corolla is a nice ride when you got no ride at all,
you got
bitch.
No ride.
You know what it really comes down to? The whole thing, everything we're talking about, what it really comes down to is self-confidence and belief
know
in yourself.
Value. Know what
and,
your value
and
is.
And if you feel like that comes off to a woman the way a dog senses fear, if you walk in like you said, you had a girl in a basement with steam coming out and everybody steam. Else in it, everybody else in the neighborhood's got the nice car, but you
and
believe...
And my man had the ugly one and he took it to the bed and I was like, come on, let me get to bed.
You got second one. Fiddle.
You got the good.
You're like, I'll make this radiator
you know,
work.
You know how you, every time you have two sisters, one looks like she's left somebody left her on the radiator and she melted a little bit, and the other one is hot, right? You know how you,
I wonder which one my sister is.
I go for the one that looks more fun.
You know,
fun.
Like Kim and Chloe. Chloe looked like somebody left her on the radiator,
but Chloe looked like the fun one. To me,
I'm be honest with you, Chloe,
because you got low self esteem.
I don't know.
Fuck your game.
See, Kim's all the flashy one, but I bet you Chloe's the fucking. She'll go all in. You
that's the one I want. I want the one to go all in.
Yeah, Chloe eats some ass. Let's not.
Byron, you know what? Fuck up.
I want to do the less work.
Byron,
you know what I mean?
Did you hear what I just said?
You're right.
A woman is a reflection of the dude itching. That she's fucking.
Oh, don't never, say that.
I never ask a girl to lick my booty. She volunteers.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
What you saying? I hate to. It's truth to that, yeah. But I have to accept that. Like,
yes, you need to accept.
Oh shit! It just hit me like, oh, she's a reflection of me.
Scary thought. Big responsibility.
Yeah, a big responsibility. It's just like
shout out to Byron's grandmother.
It's not literal reflection, Byron.
It ain't that. It's just like, ugh, you know what I mean? Now it's just all nasty. It's all nasty now, you know?
All right, we got to do some listener mail. We got people in pain. People from Mongolia and Wales and Belgium and Baborchica. I don't even know what it is. I just made that up. But it okay. might be, if somebody's from Baborchica, holla at me, man.
We'll help you. We'll help you.
Come on, Mara, talk to me, baby.
Dante, what's good? I'll try to keep this brief, so bear with me.
They always say that, and never ends up
and
brief.
And then here we go. I reconnected with this girl I used to date briefly, but never smashed, back in high school last night. She randomly sent me a DM at 2 a.m. over Instagram telling me to hit her up. So fast forward, I end up over at her crib, and we're just kicking it or whatever, and things started getting physical. So as I reached to get a condom, and I realized my man ate hard, after a few minutes of us both trying to get him up, I give up, and she puts her clothes back on and simply says, I'm going to sleep. Mind you, I'm only 22 years old, and this is something that has happened a few times before, but not often, and never my first time with a woman. I apologize again for the length, and my question is, should I just charge this to the game, or should I try my hand at her again? And has this ever happened to you or Harry before? Yes, love the show. Keep doing what y'all doing. Tell Mara she has the cutest laugh.
No, my soldier's always ready.
Wait.
This happened to me as well.
Yeah. It could be a prostate issue. He should get his prostate checked.
Man, no.
It could be, but ain't nobody.
I've never had that. I swear to God. Like, I actually sometimes want pills that do the opposite of Viagra. I want a pill to keep it down. If I hug my wife, I'm ready to go fencing, dude.
And hence why you don't need as much game as you do. You are fucking tired.
I'm one of those guys. A hug, anything, it just goes. Like, I don't understand that.
What was your number before your wife?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
What would you say approximately? 20, 30, 40, 50?
I was in relationships a lot, man. I had a
20, 30, 40.
Well, probably somewhere there, but I don't know any 20, kind of, all right. I don't know any, you know.
That's why, listen, you got to do some dirty shit to get my dick hard. You got to do some dirty shit. You dance around and fucking make one of your booty cheeks clap something. Make one titty shake.
I say
stop watching porn, because by the time I was 22, I was watching porn for like 8 years. So stop watching porn and get your shit back regular. You know what I mean? Get your mindset and porn, let normal stuff turn you on again.
Porn does desensitize.
Yeah,
me. I actually stopped watching porn. I stopped watching
I had to
porn.
Stop.
Yeah, it don't help.
I used to market for Vitamin Shop, and we had to learn all about the
when
prostate.
When you go weed.
And, well, there's this function for men, and they talked about how your prostate gets enlarged and that it affects the blood flow, and that could be happening.
It is blood flow. The healthier you are, the better your dick works, no matter what. You eat better, you eat
some
all
people
those
are
things.
Just predisposed
and
to
for
it.
And for a 22-year-old to be starting to get physical and go grab a condom, that's when your mental state needs to
but
be.
That's also... Go ahead. What do you want
to
say?
It only happened to me once, but it happened to me the first time I ever did anything with a girl. But I think it was... I met this girl at a bar. I was like 18. And so we went back to her place and we're fooling around. So in my head, I'm like, I'm just going by everything I've seen, what you're supposed to do, which is like foreplay and stuff. So we were like doing foreplay and shit for like a long time, you know, just, you know, feeling everything, you know, everything you do beforehand. And then when it came time to do that, I just, for whatever reason, couldn't well, couldn't get an interaction. I think I overstimulated my fucking brain. Like,
well,
it blew,
also,
it
you can
up.
Also get bored. Here's what happens. Anytime I've been in a threesome or an orgy or some shit, what you got to do is...
There you go.
Yeah, like,
what you got to do is get up in the pussy. When it goes up, you got to get in the pussy. You can't be fucking walking around with a hard dick.
So thumb a soft dick into a pussy?
No, what I'm saying is when it goes up...
Oh.
When it goes up, you got to get in the pussy.
You got to immediately get...
You got to get in the pussy.
Skip the condom.
No.
Whatever you got to do.
What I'm saying is...
Whatever you got to do.
What I'm saying is you can't... Look, what he was talking about is foreplay. Doing foreplay. You're doing foreplay so long. Look, a chick don't want too much foreplay either. There's a point where you've got her... Where she's ready to put, ready to rock.
Why don't you just ask her to put her mouth on it? Jesus,
she could do that too.
Well,
yeah.
People don't really ask Mark.
Actually, you know, you're never really supposed to ask. Yeah.
Mara's like, bam, Mara.
Before the
give me that thing.
Mara, what happened to you?
Yeah. A lot.
Mara,
we don't have enough time.
Mara said, why don't you ask to put the mouth on it and then immediately start scratching her lip as if her lip start itching.
Anybody
when she
have a popsicle?
Anything?
Mara has her mouth on it before you can get the whole question mark out.
Here's a question. Do animals? Because this is the thing. I'm not even kidding. I'm not trying to be.
No,
my wife comes out of the shower and I just see her coming out of the shower, my dick is like hitting the speed bag, dude. I'm ready.
Some people don't though. Some people get.
But what do lions? What do lions do? Like, does a lion like? Because you know when big cats have sex, like when
this is really interesting. Here's what's interesting.
A lion doesn't go limp and shit.
Here's what makes us different from animals. This is the difference. Human beings, and there's only one other monkey that actually have sex for pleasure.
Dolphins, I think.
Dolphins, too. But bonobo, it's called bonobo monkeys.
Oh, so the rest is just reproduction.
When he gets an erection, something's getting fucked.
And there's a lot of reasons why they say that we have that. There's one reason is because in certain bonobo monkey tribes, the woman... has sex, it's to fool the alpha male that could be his child, so he won't kill off the offspring.
Oh wow,
so that
these dirty bitches.
Yeah, she's tricking them. The monkey's like, you are not the monkey daddy,
and then he does a little dance.
And then
the little Maury Povich monkey
walks
below Maury.
Yeah, he has a little manila envelope.
You are not the daddy. He's like, this stinging ass bitch.
And then that monkey does like a moonwalk and a
moonwalks.
Shuffle.
I'd be like, I told you, whatever.
I hope that we were very helpful.
Yes, it has happened to me. It happened to me but it happens to me more and more because of the fact that the intimacy is more important to me. Just a chick getting naked, I need to have an emotional connection. Otherwise, I won't get my dick hard.
Agree.
She could be sucking
I'm getting there now.
She could be sucking it on. She could be sucking on it. I won't get it. If I don't like her.
Yeah.
I had a chick who was kind of nasty. I don't know. She's just pretty, but she's kind of bigger than I like. And she crawled between my legs to suck my dick. My dick was hard. And her stomach rubbed against my inner thigh. And I was like, it's a wrap.
I hate when that happens.
Your stomach touched my thigh.
Is that something you're supposed to say? I hate when that happens. Man, I hate when that happens.
Stomach. I was like, ooh.
I would say that maybe, because I'm not sure how often it happens and when, he might want to go see a doctor just to get it for safety. Just to get it checked out.
What it sounds to me is a stress issue.
It could be that too.
It's a stress. It's this anticipation and the stress of it. And that happens as you have more sex and you just don't, you become more confident about it. And understanding you're a young dude, you got a lot to learn. What he's asking
is. Stick your face on it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I got to eat some pussy. Whenever I don't get my dick hard, I always eat some pussy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
hard.
That's
you
the thing
eat
you got.
I had it happen, but.
Yeah.
Does your dick go hard when you eat your wife's pussy?
His dick is hard. His wife
before
says,
before anything happens.
I should never ask.
The time I had
it's hard now.
The time I had that problem, with a young lady, I did eat her, and my penis got hard, and then I went in her, and it went soft. And I had to eat her again, and it just was that cycle the whole night until she was like,
if I can't get my dick hard, here's what I have to do. I have her squat over my face and plop her pussy and just grind it on my cheek.
Oh, face sitting.
Yeah, and then it's like.
That way you can totally skip the stomach thigh issue.
Yeah. Because she's
avoid old, that unpleasantness. Well,
because her stomach is on the headboard. If his stomach is behind the bed. Bitch, your stomach is behind the bed. Now we can fuck. Put your stomach. Get your stomach from my. Why you got dust bunnies on your stomach?
On a side note, can't wait for the new season of Girls to come out. I'm excited about that.
So I would have answered this question because I didn't answer this question. Do you charge it up? Listen, she might be so into you. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. See if she's still into it. Say, listen, I feel like I didn't take care of you proper. I'd like another shot at that. Let me come. Why don't you come and get this work, bitch?
I would say if it happens
and then
again,
go all out. Go all out.
Go all out.
Like,
if it happens again, he's got to go to the doctor. I'm being dead. Something's
absolutely
wrong. Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's happened to every guy. So don't get crazy. Go ahead. Let's go and do another one.
Just one more, yeah.
First off, let me start off by saying I just found your show podcast and have been listening on a daily basis, but I really need your expert opinion for my situation. Let me get right to it. I'm 35 years old, Hispanic dude. Good looking, athletic build, 5'11", 210 pounds. Got a job, got my own house.
He sounds sexy.
Yeah, I'm in. Used to be in the Marines.
The problem, this is also Aaron Hernandez's description.
I'm still in.
Of course. Got to do a little bit more than that to turn away Omar. I know him better than you do.
I can pick up chicks with ease and treat them as hoes, but the one I'm with now is different because I actually like her. Hooked up with this chick who's got a military boyfriend. We fucked on the reg while he was deployed. Now he's back, but we still fuck around on the low. I was first attracted because she said he likes to get doubled up on and a bunch of shit I'm into. Bottom line, she is a trooper in bed. She keeps me interested. Because she kept saying as soon as her man comes back, she wanted both of us on top of her. But I found out that was a lie. Her boyfriend's not into it. Questions. Am I in a bad spot? Because she still fucks the boyfriend, obviously, but says I can't fuck other bitches. Two.
Byron looked like he ate 12 lemons.
Listen, Aaron, I never said you couldn't fuck any of that, but right. Okay. Two, can she really love two dudes at the same time? Three, should I get rid of her even though she still fucks me and she does come to see me? And should I just stay as the other dude and benefit that she is still sneaking around behind her boyfriend's back?
First of all, unpatriotic.
He is fighting for your freedom. And how dare you let him fight for your freedom and he can't fuck other bitches. That's what America's about. Yeah. And if you don't let him fuck other bitches, then the terrorists win.
Yeah. You should have seen the original draft of the Declaration of Independence that had Thomas Jefferson over.
That's not even your girl, first off. But you're trying to act like it's your girl.
That's not your girl, first of all. Second of all, who the fuck? Okay, base Philip rule. Stop. Do not. If you let a woman define you, you ain't going to be shit. She doesn't define you. You do. So if she, how the fuck dare you tell me who I can fuck and who I can't fuck? I can't.
That's not her decision.
It's not her decision to say that. And if you, and if she doesn't want to fuck you, because here's what I would do: I'd invite her over with another bitch that's in the bitches. Come in and I'm eating a pussy as she comes in.
That's the problem.
But he said something in that. He said something in that question that is the biggest thing. He said he really likes her. So in that case, I'd leave if I was him. I'd leave.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. And let me cover that aspect of it. If you cannot emotionally deal with the situation, don't think that you're too much of a man to say this is, I am out of my league and I need to move on.
Also, if you're going to fuck another dude's woman, make sure that dude's not a trained killer. Well, just throwing that out there.
They're both train killers. They're both,
they're both soldiers. They're both,
I think everybody's a killer, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's a killer in this case.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, then.
I think the only reason he likes her is because she's not available.
But she's unavailable.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it too. But I think, and if you want her to be available, but he says he likes her, so let's assume.
Hey, if she become your girl, she gonna fuck another dude too.
That's
so.
Not true. Byron, shut
Byron,
up.
You- It's just drinking.
Can we get your shit together before you start telling motherfuckers you just spreading your fucking Ebola fucking bullshit?
That is true. It is a little bit of Ebola in here.
Man, it's some Ebola. You're some Ebola.
I'm not an expert, but I crush
shut
a lot.
The fuck up.
No, I'm not. I don't crush a lot. I don't crush a lot either. So, ask me about video games.
So here's what.
Another great t-shirt. Ask me about video games.
Ask me about video games. I got Ebola.
There'll be a lot of nerds in Brooklyn.
Because I don't question a lot. Ask me about video games.
He's like a black Mitch Hedberg.
With both legs. The
either way you look at it, you're still looking at it.
So let me say this. First of all, she cannot dictate what you do and what you don't do. She's got a man and she's got you. Okay, it's great that she's a trooper, but it sounds like you're getting pimped. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like you don't have the game to handle this chick. She's gaming you harder than you're gaming her.
Gaming two soldiers. That's some game.
That bitch is a general. Call that bitch Schwarzkopf.
Five-star bitch.
So, I mean, I always say, dudes, I had a friend of mine. He was married to his chick, and she was like, she left him, but she was still comfortable fucking him. But she left him with the mortgage, took everything. She took the shower curtains. Left him with a mattress on the floor of an empty house and a mortgage, with a double mortgage. And ooh, she used to come back and fuck him on that mattress. And then he would be like, yo, we should try and get back together. And she would go,
because I need a dresser.
She's like, I'll give you a night table, but a dresser's a bit much. You can have an ottoman. here's what happened. She used to fuck him. He would be like, look, we should try and go to counseling and get back together. And she was like, see, this is why I don't come over here. I was like, nigga, you are getting pimped.
Wow.
Cause she didn't want to fuck nobody else, so she kept fucking him because he was comfortable. And I said, look, listen, you don't have the fortitude to fuck this. This bitch is pimping you.
Yeah.
She's pimping you because he would go, maybe we should try and get some counseling. See? This is what I'm talking about. You always trying to making things difficult. Bitch, we just made love.
Yeah.
He was in love.
Made love.
We made
on the air mattress.
I was just going to say that.
On the air mattress. Oh, I've done that before.
Dante, did you make love on the seat of that leather seat?
I made fuck.
Yeah.
So you can't. I think she's out of your league. Now, if you want to keep fucking her, you do. But what you need to do is you need to have some options yourself. You need to have other women that you're dealing with that you also don't give a fuck about, because clearly she don't give a fuck about you, and she's not front. She's not even playing you like you the dude. You the side bitch.
You the side bitch.
You don't ever want somebody to refer to you as a side bitch.
I'm referring to you as a side
bitch. I'm call you a
but
side bitch.
But I drunk Ciroc, so it really don't... I don't know.
Shut up. Byron is so drunk, he can't even talk in T-shirts no more. Shit, this motherfucker's out of his mind.
I see sounds.
That's another T-shirt. I see sounds. You all right? Oh my God. Sleepy? You looking all sleepy? On. You don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore? That's crazy.
I still got a show.
All
right. I got two shows.
All right, this is not about you.
It's not about me. It's about you and your two girls, or your one girl.
And the side bitch.
You're the side bitch right now.
Yo, Paul, thanks for coming,
man.
Oh,
man, thanks for having me, man.
I really appreciate you coming out.
I had a blast.
You had a good time?
I had a blast.
Please come back.
I appreciate
back.
It. Yeah,
I would love for you to come back. I want to come do yours, too.
Can I plug that?
Yes, absolutely.
Guys, my podcast, The Verzi Effect, 3.5 years. I just did episode 173.
Nice.
It's doing really well right now. Thank you. Check that out. Also, go to my website, paulverzi.com. It's got upcoming dates. And anybody in the area, I'm going to be headlining Levity Live again on September 18th, so come out. And man, I'm going to Miami, Indianapolis. All the dates are on paulverzi.com, so thank you, man. Thanks for having
me. Thanks for coming. Bye. What's up? What you got going on, Byron?
Man, ByronBowlsLive.com. Check it out, man. I'm on Eric Andre's show, Season 3, and I just booked this show called God Code, which films in New York, so I will be back.
Good shit.
Check me out on God Code, season, whatever the fuck season
we on. Nigga, you on God Code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know shit.
It don't matter. I can entertain. And I speak in t-shirts.
And you can also see Byron at Chirac.com. Yeah. Byron, yeah. What's your Twitter and all that good
oh,
shit?
Oh, Twitter, Byron Bowers. Just Google Byron Bowers. I got the first 5-6 pages, so check all that shit out. You know what I mean? I know you ain't got shit to do. And yeah.
Yeah, you finished?
Yeah. I think Byron was finished about 20 minutes ago.
Mara, talk to me, baby.
You can always find me at maralive.com or through our website, beigephilip.com. All the links are there. Facebook, Twitter, give us a shout.
Yeah, yeah. Harry.
You can always go to my website, ihatecomedy.com, and find all my stuff there. And check out some of my videos on YouTube, putting up new stuff. So
you can check all my shit out at Dante Nero, all the stuff, Twitter, Facebook, all that good shit. Also, all the links are on beigephilip.com as well. And if you want to purchase something, go on the Amazon link on the website, beigephilip.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. That's really important. Please rate and review us. It's really important. You guys are slacking on that. We need the love, just like you need the help. And if you think we helped you, tell 3 friends. GYBB, get your balls back. The Square Pimper Gate is in the building. The sexual revolution is being podcasted. We are out. Peace.
Either way you look at it, you still looking at it. We'll be right back.